Philippine Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
Transnet Alliance wrangles an indication to its collapse. Nike supports current aid for Grade 1 entry. And Somalia's president condemns Somaliland actions, warns against foreign-backed recognition. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamano. Political analyst Niyasi Motanyi says that the increasingly wrangles happening in the Transnet Alliance is an indication of its collapse. Recently, Transnet Alliance Vice Chairman Danny Pule expelled Patriotic Front PF from the alliance, citing prolonged internal disputes, which has stalled the progress of the alliance, with Patriots for Economic Progress pulling out from the same alliance, citing continued bickery and squabbles among senior members. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Smutani says that it is just a matter of time and the alliance will no longer exist because the person who held it together was late President Edgar Lungu. The alliance survived because of Mr. Edgar Lungu, and now that he is late, there's no chance of its survival, said Mr. Smutani. Mr. Smutani stressed that fights have continued within the alliance because of its insistence by the Patriotic Front PF that only a party member must be chosen as a Tonsi Alliance bearer. Mr. Simutani noted that the decision by Dr. Pule to expel PF from the alliance is an indication of an alliance without direction and that anyone can take the helm of being a flag bearer. He expressed disappointment that the parties that constituted Tonsi Alliance are unable to choose a flag bearer, as witnessed by increasing fights, not to talk of the PF, who have even failed to choose a successor for late President Edgar Lungu.
If the choice of whoever should be flag bearer is done democratically, meaning if the party that constitutes the Tonsi Alliance come together and actually choose both a political party and an individual from among themselves to actually be a flag bearer based on particular criteria, if they did that, I think there will be more unity and cohesion between them. But it is increasingly clear that they are not capable of doing that, because PF cannot be the flag bearer when they are not able to even choose their successor to Edgar.
Chianga District Council, in collaboration with various government departments, has intensified efforts to keep the district clean, green and healthy. The initiative, which aligns with the presidential directive to ensure a clean and safe environment for all citizens. Earlier today, council officers led by example conducting a clean-up exercise in the district's surroundings. The team slashed over green grass, cleaned windows and tied up offices, setting a precedent for the community to follow. Council Public Relations Officer Wells Chfunda says that the cleanup exercise is part of ongoing efforts to promote environmental responsibility and ensure a safe and healthy environment for residents. As a district, we are excited to be part of this initiative and we urge all community members to join us in keeping Chianga District clean, green and healthy, said Mr. Chfunda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has called upon all community members, businesses and stakeholders to emulate this, saying by working together we can create a cleaner, greener and healthier Chianga District. National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Nakis says the policy requiring children to be 6 years old to enter Grade 1 is a standard practice supported by scientific evidence which should be maintained. This follows after a debate arose over Zambia's education age rules by a Livingston resident who said Zambia should reconsider age restrictions in the education system to enable young people to reach their full potential at an earlier stage. But speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Nakis Executive Director Aaron Chansa said that the suggestion to reduce the number of years is not entirely supported by empirical evidence. 6 years of age is statutory and the legal age to enter Grade 1 because by 6 years old, any child is ready for primary education, and by 3 years old, any child is ready for early childhood education, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chancellor Feather highlighted that there could be special cases where a child enters grade 1 or in any other grade at an earlier stage, but that should be determined by the school with evidence that the child's level of intelligence is exceptional. He further emphasized that the maintained use, supported by scientific evidence, ensure a strong foundation for learning, health and behavior throughout life.
The extra intelligent children, the geniuses we call them, could be exceptional, and schools can use their discretion to make these children jump if it is proved beyond any reasonable doubt that they are special cases, they are extremely intelligent. Those can be exceptions, but for guidance, for legal guidance, the year can remain, the number of years can be 6 years.
We now join Chela Sidomba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the new number one radio station, updating on the business side on a Friday, trading the investment in treasury bills, good application and good subscription, and of course, cherry pick by the central bank. The government are losing for 2.2 billion kwacha on 360 days, that's a year, and of course, 6 months, 9 months, and 3 months. And of course, oversubscribed, believe it or not, 3.521 billion kwacha, and they just cherry pick 1.20 billion kwacha out of the market. I think they're really appetite to borrow are there. And of course, I'm looking at where the stock market is as well. Straight up, the Lusaka Stock Exchange came down about 1,000 points. But I could see that actually, as in trade on a Friday, Airtel was leading and the other side was scanty. In short, I would say a lot of investors are looking at treasury bills and getting rid of their dollars in terms of changing into kwacha and into T-bills. 26006, that's Lusaka Stock Exchange 10081, London Stock Exchange 4929. And Dow Jones for you. Copper price eases off the pressure. I know there's a projection that actually by the end of this month, January, it's going to reach out, say, 14,000 kwacha. Citibank Group, I can see 12,918.50 today. Live for you, Bloomberg, 17,570. That is Nickel for you. I tend the tide to Brent crude. That's trading on 62.68, barrel 57.94. That is jet fuel. And 10 rand on a gold 4471.90 an ounce. 516.28 sweet for your bread. And of course, 445.28 in Shima. That is corn international market 1066.25. That is soybeans. And 5985 cocoa lovers. Cocoa price, West Africa going down international market. And stock market, currency market, Chinese one against the kwacha is 2.71. I'm quoting Standard Bank 1.3. That is the pound 1.16 euros, 0.66 all dollar, 6.98 Chinese yuan, 90.16 Indian rupee, losing some ground, 1.57 that is Japanese yen, 46.54 South African rand, straight up on that side. And our kwacha appreciates it's scary. As I'm talking to you, that is a half past, I'll say reporting half past 12 by 19.31 standing ground buying and selling at 19.71. And I allude all these to the treasury bills yesterday. And of course, we're looking about Chinese, of course, one being at in terms of taxes on the mind, and of course there's people getting ready in terms of expenses for what they gotta do in the beginning of the year. Enjoy your lunch, a strong kwacha on us. It is bye bye trading 1931. God bless you. It's bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed on Thursday strongly condemned recent moves by Somaliland authorities, warning they threaten Somalia's unity and sovereignty, and accusing the breakaway region of repeatedly walking away from opportunities of political dialogue. In a televised address to the nation, Mohamed said successive Somaliland administration